Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 3, 1-8, the Gospel according to St. John chapter 3, verse 1-8. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time in their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." My theme for reflection is seeking truth in darkness. Seeking truth in darkness. In this passage, Nicodemus, a respected Pharisee and member of the Jewish ruling council, comes to Jesus under the cover of night. His nocturnal visit suggests a level of fear or uncertainty, possibly stemming from his position and the potential repercussions of being seen with Jesus. Nicodemus's quest for understanding and truth, however, drives him to seek out Jesus despite these risks. My dear friends, we often find ourselves making decisions or seeking counsel under the cover of night. This can be literal or metaphorical, representing times of doubt, fear, or secrecy. Just as Nicodemus approached Jesus in the night to seek truth and understanding, we too are invited to bring our questions and uncertainties to Jesus, trusting in his wisdom and his guidance. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what fears or uncertainties cause you to seek answers in the night? How might bringing these to Jesus in the light of day change your perspective? Number two, Nicodemus was a learned man, yet he came to Jesus for deeper understanding. What areas of your life might benefit from humbly seeking Jesus' guidance, regardless of your own knowledge or experience? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Nicodemus, who sought out Jesus even in the midst of his uncertainties and fears. Help us to come to you with our own questions and doubts, trusting that you welcome us with open arms. Shine your light into the dark places of our hearts and minds, and guide us to your truth and wisdom. May we be born anew by the Spirit, experiencing the fullness of life that comes from knowing and following Jesus. In his precious name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.